Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
An electrifying day here on 100 Yards of Football. It's time now for an NCAA history special, where today, a two-sport star known as the Notre Dame Killer and also was known as a switch-hitting outfielder on the 73 College World Series baseball team at USC, where they came from behind in a 7-0 bottom of the ninth to beat a star Hall of Fame pitcher named Dave Winfield from the Minnesota Golden Gophers. His name is A.D. Anthony Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Turner goes back to November 30th, 1974. The Trojans of USC trailed 24-6 at halftime, but went on to win the national championship after AD, in front of 90,000 strong in attendance, takes a halfback 102-yard kickoff return. Get ready. Vincent Turner is getting ready to burn you with the 1974 Notre Dame-USC history special. 100 yards of football is here.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning, and the gentleman who just brought me up, the greatest voice in all of sports, entertainment all over the world, Mr. Mark Bass. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. November 30th, 1974. Your boy here, Vincent Turner, was 14 years old, getting ready to sit down and watch the college football game of the day. Kickoff was 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. LA time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. And I pulled up to the TV and I got to watching that game, bro. And at that time, I was a really, really big-time USC fan because I loved O.J. Simpson. I liked Mike Garrett. And I followed the Trojans, dealers, Sander Bam, Cunningham, Rob McNeil, Richard Batman Wood, Ron Yeary, just so many great players. And it was something about me at 14 years old. L.A. was just Hollywood, man. John Wayne, Rock Hudson. And I remember watching that game, the ABC game of the week. You had the great Keith Jackson in the booth, and his color announcers was the Ohio State coach, Woody Hayes. And he had already clinched the part where Ohio State was going to play in the Rose Bowl against USC, and that game would eventually be for the national championship. It would be part of the national championship. But I remember that game. It hold a lot of special, special scenarios. Then on top of that, USC had survived two scares on the year. They were 8-1-1. They came in the game ranked number 5, Ohio State number 4. Oklahoma was ranked number 1 in the AP poll. We had two polls that year in the UPI. But see, Oklahoma was on probation that year. The great Joe Washington. and the great Steve Davis and the Salmon brothers. But getting to the game, what I remember was is that I was in my mother's house over there at 763 Dunn Avenue along with my father's house. Wasn't nobody around. My sisters was playing with their dolls or whatever. And I remember we had some leftovers from Thanksgiving. And see, Thanksgiving in the Turner household was big because we used to go up there on Mississippi Boulevard and eat at my grandmother's house, Miss Leela Turner. And all I was thinking about was warming up them big biscuits, that turkey and dressing, that vanilla ice cream, and that coconut cake. And I was getting ready to sit down and watch that game. And I had my dog, one of the greatest pets ever, Pulley. He was a sheepdog by the name of Tony. He was sitting right there beside me. And I, watching the game came on. Keith Jackson, and you hear that great USC band in the background. Dun, dun, him and Woody Hayes was breaking down their pregame notes. And then Notre Dame run down the field. And then USC running on the field, John McKay and Eric Posejan. And so many implications to that football game because USC had to work their way back into the picture. And then some scenarios had to happen. Number one, they had to win this game against Notre Dame. They had to beat Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. Then Alabama, who had already accepted an Orange Bowl invitation, Richard Todd with Joe Lowe, they was going to play Notre Dame, and they had to lose to Notre Dame that year for USC to win the national championship. But let's get to the game. My food warmed up. The crowd is going before 90,000. It's like Saturday in the park, people laughing and dancing, Chicago. And boy, the game kicked off. Notre Dame got the opening kickoff, 3-and-out on the first possession. Then USC got the ball. And Pat Hayden, Rhodes Scholar, Hollywood quarterback, threw an interception on the third play for USC. Notre Dame takes it in 29 yards. Wayne Bullitt goes over from, 3 yards out. Notre Dame up 7-0. Next possession. Okay. Notre Dame up 7-0 in the first quarter. John McKay, if you knew him back then, John McKay, the head coach at USC, he was crazy. Insane, but he was a guy that gambled. That's why he won 4 national championships in 16 seasons at USC. On 4th and inches from the USC 29-yard line, he said, you know what? If we can't make an inch against a defense that was number one in the country against the run and Mike Fanning, they had Mike Fanning as their star D tackle, then we don't boast to be belong here today. You know what happened? On 4th and inches, Pat Hayden stopped like no tomorrow. Notre Dame takes over on USC 29-yard line. Tom Clemens, who's the MVP from last year, national championship in Notre Dame, they beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. He goes on top to Pete DeLeminere. 29 yards out, touchdown. All of a sudden, Notre Dame is up 14-0. So me being a USC fan, I'm looking at my dog, Tony. Tony, hey, boy. What's going on here? Is Notre Dame going to run USC out of the building? Next kickoff. USC on offense goes 3-and-out. You know what happens? Notre Dame, near the end of the first quarter, going into the second quarter, goes on a 17-play, 77-yard drive with 6 first downs in that drive. End up kicking a field goal, and Notre Dame is up 17-0 in the second quarter. Notre Dame kicks off. USC gets the ball. Pat Hayden, that USC offensive head, Anthony Davis, Shelton Diggs, the coach's son, J.K. McKay, they grind out a couple of first downs. But nothing happens. They punted to Notre Dame. Notre Dame goes on another drive to go up, score another touchdown. All of a sudden, it's Notre Dame 24. USC nothing with 55 seconds left in the half. But this is where the game kind of changes. Notre Dame kicks off. They kick it out of bounds. There's a five-yard penalty. Then Notre Dame does a squid kick. And the upback, Ricky Bell, remember him? USC tailback. He's a backup then on the team that year. He takes it back to the USC 41-yard line. That's about 48 seconds left in the first half. Pat Hayden goes back and hits Shelton Diggs on like a 29-yard pass. Down to the Notre Dame 17-yard line. A couple plays later, Anthony Davis takes it in the end zone. Touchdown on a swing pass. USC has life. Notre Dame 24, USC 6 is halftime. But the crowd that was at the Memorial Coliseum that day in L.A., cheering on the Trojans before 90,000, they was in shock. They had been having that tailgate before the game. They was drinking all that beer, drinking all that cognac, drinking all that bourbon. They were shocked. And in the second half, as I'm looking at my dog, Pat, my dog Tony, I'm saying, I just hope USC makes it a game. I didn't think no way USC was going to come back and win the football game. Well, story be told is that at halftime, John McKay, the head coach of USC, four national championships in 16 seasons, said, you know what? We're going to win this football game. And it's the great Mark Bass brought up Anthony Davis in the intro. Anthony Davis is going to take this kickoff back for a touchdown, the opening second half kickoff. Now, think about Anthony Davis's career against Notre Dame. He had 11 touchdowns in his career against Notre Dame. 11. He scored 44 touchdowns in 35 games as a tailback for USC. Well, Anthony Davis told the linebacker at halftime, the All-American, the three-time consensus All-American, Richard Batman Wood, that we're going to be all right because I'm going to take this touchdown down Notre Dame's throat, and I'm going to take this MF, you know what I'm talking about, back all the way. Excuse me this morning, but you can use your ability to think. And it's going to change the whole complex of the football game. Well, the thing about it, as USC came back out on the field for the second half and Notre Dame came back on the field in the second half, USC was lined up, and the Notre Dame kicking unit looked over at AD. Are we coming at you? We see you, AD. You're not going to do nothing. You could pull it up on YouTube, baby. Notre Dame kicks that ball to Anthony Davis. He's 2 yards deep in the end zone. And he comes out of the end zone, and you look at that wedge, that USC blocking wedge was about six Trojans. And one of the Trojans was Clay Matthews Jr. And they open up that line and they block that Notre Dame incoming defenders. And that hole opened up and Anthony Davis took that thing 102 yards back. And the crowd went crazy. And my dog Tony, I jumped out of my chair. My dog Tony, he looking at me. And I'm excited. It's going to be a football game. Then on the swing kickoff, this was the game changing play. SC kicks it off. It goes to the Notre Dame's halfback, Mark Mullane. He's coming out of the end zone about a yard deep. There's a linebacker. He was a freshman by the name of David Lewis. And he levels Mark Mullane. And the crowd goes crazy. And I jump up. And my mama, Mrs. Adnan's turn the boy, shut that noise down. The Trojan, the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, this held Olympics, the 1984, they're going crazy. And the favorite music I liked about USC, dun, 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 the USC defense sets Notre Dame. Three plays and out. Notre Dame has a short punt. Goes down to the USC 38-yard line. And you know what? Pat Hayden on Notre Dame's 38, he goes to work. First play, he hits J.K. McKay for 20 yards. And the next thing you know, Anthony Davis in the end zone again. Notre Dame 24, USC 19. Then on the ensuing series, Notre Dame goes out again. Notre Dame, USC gets the football. Anthony Davis right, but Pat Hayden is, he's going crazy, and he goes deep on the next possession. 41 yards. J.K. McCain, SC goes up, two-point conversion. SC 24, Notre Dame. SC 27, Notre Dame 24. I'm getting excited. Let me slow it down. And from that standpoint, USC takes over the football game, and they ended up scoring 55 points in 17 minutes. Anthony Davis, three touchdowns in that game. Pat Hayden, over 200 yards passing that game. J.K. McKay, over 100 yards receiving. And SC goes on and win that football game 55 to 24. Then they go on to the Rose Bowl in 1975 and beat Ohio State and Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin 18 to 17, and they ended up being number one. And the thing that was so unique about that season is that USC lost the opening game in the L.A. Memorial Coliseum to a school that I attended, the University of Arkansas, 22 to 7. People don't understand that in that game, Pat Hayden had a bad hand. He threw four interceptions in that game and didn't complete a pass, his first pass to the third quarter. But that was a good Arkansas team. They had Dennis Dirk Winston, outstanding linebacker, and they had Ike Fortell, running back. Dennis Winston went on and played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, all those great teams in the 70s and the early 80s. And Arkansas upset USC 22-7, and USC fell to 18 the next following week, but they regrouped. And they went out and played a number eight ranked team, Pittsburgh. They had a running back by Tony Dorsett, and they beat Pittsburgh 19-7. And then they went through the Pac-10, well, the Pac-8 at the time. They had one tie against a great California team that year. They had Steve Brodkowski, Chuck Muncy, Wesley Walker. But they did regroup and went on to end the season 8-1-1, and then they beat US, beat Notre Dame in this great game here, 55-24. And then they went on and won the national championship. And it took one more other scenario for making it happen. That Notre Dame team that had got beaten 55-24 was able to regroup behind Tom Clements and went into the Orange Bowl and upset that Alabama team, coached by Bear Bryant. They had Richard Todd, Woodrow Lowe, and Ozzie Newsome, 13-11. And then the next day, January the 2nd, 1975, the UPI poll voted USC number one. The AP gave it to Oklahoma, who went undefeated that year, but they was on probation. But what I remember most of all, it is the greatest comeback I've ever seen in my life in college football history. You down 24-6 at halftime. You score 55 points in 17 minutes. 55 points in 17 minutes. And Anthony Davis, 44 touchdowns in 35 games in his career. See, I'm going to tell you why my boy Mark Bass brought up Anthony Davis. Why, if you notice in the introduction, he was really hyped on AD. Because AD is from the state of Texas, where my boy Marg is from. AD was born in Huntsville. So Marg Bass has got a lot of pride on him this morning. The young man out of Huntsville, Texas, by way of San Fernando, California, Anthony Davis, was must-see TV when he played against USC. His career was outstanding. And that USC team, think about this. From 1972 to 1974, two national championships. They didn't win it in 1973. Notre Dame did. But think about all those players that was on that team from 72 to 74. 33 All-Americans. Now, 33 players drafted in the NFL during that time. 13 first-team All-Americans. Pat Hayden, Lynn Swann, Anthony Davis, Richard Batman Wood, Sam the Bam Cunningham, Charles Tree Young, Charles Phillips, Marvin Carr. Oh my God. Rob McNeil, Alan Carter, Shelton Diggs, Dave Lewis. That was a machine out there in LA, man. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor and a pleasure to bring you a recap of the Notre Dame USC game, November 30th, 1974. College football is its highest level. Special thanks again to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. Thank you to my intro guy, Mr. Mark Bass. When I think about that football game, I think about my little sheepdog pulling Mr. Tony, who was licking me all over after the game because he saw his owner very happy. And then after the game, all I was thinking about, you know, when you're at 14 years old, you're in the ninth grade going to junior high, it's not much you think of, but I was just excited. I had to go back and get another piece of that coconut cake and then that good old sweet tea that my mother, Agnes Turner, used to make. Take the bags, put it on the stove, then let it go in the refrigerator for about an hour. That sweet tea, that's how I felt. And most of all, after the game, I thought about cooling the game. Jungle Boogie! USC Jungle Boogie 55-24 over Notre Dame. Jungle Boogie to winning the national championship in the Rose Bowl of Ohio State, led by Archie Griffin and Woody Hayes.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Y'all be blessed too on 100 Yards of Football. Thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.